In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Myung, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, it's a wonderful name. What's the derivation of that name?
So Myung means in Vietnamese to vibrate or to resound, like music. My parents had given it to me. They were Vietnamese refugees that immigrated here to the United States. So yeah, I think a powerful name, and I carry with it a lot of integrity and honor.
So where do you guys live now?
Well, we're residing in Spring Valley, New York.
Okay. How are things in Spring Valley?
Really, what's going on locally in the school system, we're still fighting for our schools. We really do need a lot of support from our neighboring cities to help us protect the education of our kids.
You sound like you're active in the community. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I'm in more of the maternal and infant health sector, but mm-hmm. I do play a big role in helping my community any way that I can. I'm a certified lactation counselor, so I support a lot of families who are expecting new children, and I help them with breastfeeding.
Oh, no kidding. How wonderful.
I used to be a daycare teacher assistant. I advocate a lot for the kids and the mothers.
How has your family background influenced your songwriting?
It definitely has influenced the way that I write and how I am intentional about where I want my music to be and whom I work with, how I create. I think that me caring a lot for the community and for women, for children, for people, has helped me to develop a very spiritual way of creating the music that I create. And it's also very different because I grew up in Spring Valley, New York, my whole life. So I grew up listening to a lot of R&B and hip-hop, so it's very different. Like, my identity and how I grew up and the way that I was raised and my friends and family have all been a huge impact in what I create now.
And do you speak the Vietnamese language?
You know, it's unfortunate, but I feel like I lost a lot of my language growing up because I was trying to, I guess, adjust to living, the American way,
mm-hmm.
You know. So I lost a lot of the language. I know a little bit. I could speak to my mother, and I understand her.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Nung. Let's go back a little bit to that early days. How did songwriting begin for you?
So it began when I was really young. I used to write my journals. I thought I knew what love was at a very young age, and I obviously didn't.
Didn't we all?
Right? And I would put it in song form, and I realized it was fun to do. It was just something that I loved doing, and I couldn't see myself doing anything else.
Do you write a lot of songs?
I do, honestly. Sometimes it'll be like words here and there, and then it'll just come together mm-hmm. eventually. And then there'll be other days where it just clicks, and then I just write a full song completely. But I really let my spirit guide me. I don't force anything. I'm kind of like, I allow myself to kind of be like a vehicle or a vessel. And then when it comes to me, you know, I write it down.
You sound like an artist.
Yeah.
Which topics in songwriting are most appealing to you?
Right now, I'm going through a very, I'm healing through a lot. Mm-hmm. All of us have some kind of trauma that we've dealt with or experiences that have been painful or heartbreaking. And, you know, we have to go through this healing phase. So right now, I'm going through the facing those hardships and then writing about how to overcome them.
The song we're going to play, Low Vibrations, is that kind of what you're talking about just now?
Yes, definitely. I feel like I'm healing through the low vibrations that I've experienced in the past. And it's a very important song because for me, I could either choose to vibrate at a low frequency and kind of hold resentment and be like the person that, I guess, did the deed to me. Or I could overcome it and transcend that energy and use it for something good.
I would recommend being transcendent, okay?
Yes, yes.
We're going to hear that song in just a moment. Is there a website? Where can people find out more about Nung? N-G-A-N.
So you could find a lot of my music mainly through Instagram. It's Nung for Profit, N-G-A-N for the number 4, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. In the bio, there'll be a website link where you could find like other sources. And all of my music is streaming on Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, all major platforms. So if you can, please check it out.
Brilliant. Here is Nyung. I hope I pronounced that anywhere near the proper way.
Thank you for trying. I appreciate it.
Gamun Chukmaiman. No?
Oh, wait a second.
Did I get any of that right?
What are you trying to say?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Gamun.
Yep, Gamun.
Gamun. Anyway, Nyung, congratulations and thank you for coming on to the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at WHUD. Here's the song, Low Vibrations. Well done.
Thank you.